It's a proven scientific fact that you can create a habit in 3 weeks, or you can break a habit in 3 weeks. But you have to continue to practice what you did to break it.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as they teach you to live and walk in total freedom as you apply the six I's of faith. Rely on Jesus, your caretaker, to wash your cares away.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and this is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, thank you today. My, what an outstanding week this has been in your presence, Lord Jesus. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for every word, deed,
yes,
every word, every deed that's accomplished throughout the whole world on the Believer's Voice of Victory Network. And we thank you for it and praise you for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. when we were over in Arkansas the other day, and we got rained out over there. And so then we came back, and it has rained, and it has rained, and it has rained. So we're here in the backyard of our home here, which is on the grounds of the ministry, of course. And we just praise God for this beautiful, gorgeous place to live. And it rained, and it rained. Rain, and we just got this little break. And here today, and it's turned cold again. Amen. But thank God for the Word. Thank God for the name of Jesus. Praise God forevermore. And we're talking about casting, rolling all your cares over on the caretaker.
Praise God.
His name is Jesus. I'm reminded again about, I was talking with a young lady on our staff, and she was talking about problems and stuff and so forth. And this is the first time I'd ever really thought of it. I was just standing there talking to her. And I said, what if Jesus is standing here right now? He is, you know. Amen. But I said, what if you could see him? And he's standing right here. And you were to say to him, I got this problem with my teenage boy. I got this problem with this. There was a couple of things there she was talking about. And you just said, Jesus, I got this problem with my boy. And I got this problem over here. And I got this problem over here. And just fix it. And he'd just smile and say, okay, I'll fix that for you. You would never think of it again. It would never occur. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is Jesus.
His word.
It's even more real and more powerful. Are you listening to me now? Why, Brother Copeland, what do you mean? This is Jesus. He's living on the inside of you. He's manifested in this Word. I've never seen him with my naked eye. I had a vision just for a few moments in Little Rock, Arkansas years ago. And I was preaching there at the Agape Church for Happy and Jeannie Caldwell. And I just woke up, man, I'm telling you, just wide awake. I've only had that happen to me a couple of three times in all these years. And, but the other time that I'm thinking about that happened, I sat straight up in bed. But this time, I'm lying on my back and just sound asleep. I'm telling you, I was sleeping. And all of a sudden, I didn't raise up like that. All I did was like that. He was right at the foot of my bed and up just a little bit. And he had his arms stretched like this with a whole tray heaped with cookies. Well, now you'd think somebody had a tray full of cookies, they'd be smiling, but he wasn't. He wasn't mad and frowning at it, but was very stern. He said, "Kenneth, have a cookie." He said, "Your response is, I believe, I will, I take it, I have it, thank you for it, and I forgive if I have aught against any." And he's gone. The six eyes of faith. In fact, I wrote a partner letter just a few weeks ago here on that same experience. So, now notice what he said. I believe, I will, I take it, mm-hmm. I have it, I thank you for it, and I forgive if I have aught against any. That settles the whole situation. That's Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. Let's turn over there and read it. We can't even get anywhere what we're doing without getting into the subject of faith, because without faith, it's impossible to receive anything from God. Mark 11, 22. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever, oh, that covered a lot of territory, didn't it? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say unto this care, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Believe what, Jesus? Believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Mm-hmm. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, I desire. Oh, Jesus, I desire a well body. Oh, Jesus, I desire this situation with my son or my daughter. I desire, oh, Jesus, this financial burden is more than I can take. Oh, Jesus, I desire that this thing be removed. Okay. Okay.
Believe you receive it.
Yeah. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, start believing. Believe what? Believe that those things which you say shall come to pass. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart, because faith worketh by love. So here you are. When you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses.
That word receive means take it. So yeah. You could say, I have it.
That's what he said. You know, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I take it. That's one of the six eyes of faith. In fact, I learned that from you. Well, you were the first one that I heard. And when you look it up in your Greek concordance, that's exactly what it meant. It says to take it and run away with it.
In other words, keep it.
Yeah, take it like to carry it away.
Yeah.
So say it with me.
Own it.
I believe.
I believe.
I will.
I will.
I take it.
I take it.
See, there's your take it. Mm-hmm. I take it. Mm-hmm. I have it.
I have it.
I thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
And I forgive.
I forgive.
One more time. I believe.
I believe.
I will.
I will.
I take it.
I take it.
I have it.
I have it.
I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
I forgive.
I forgive.
Don't forget to I forgive one. Because, see, you hadn't done anything. You hadn't done anything till you take care of that forgiving part. Now, what happens when you do that? You just stop right then. Father, in the name of Jesus, I mean, I forgive if I have aught against any. Brother Copeland, I can't do that. Well, then just forget the whole thing. Just go on and die.
You don't qualify it.
You don't qualify financially. You don't qualify for healing. You don't qualify for anything. That is a commandment. It is not a suggestion.
Wouldn't it be better to forgive? Whoa.
Oh, yes.
You can't be free till you forgive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what that's like? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill that sister. I'm going to drink this poison right here and kill her dead. That's the answer to the question, Gloria. How dumb can you get? That don't work. Well, long as you're poisoning your spirit, you're poisoning your brain, your faith not working. No. That is a care. Dump it.
Amen.
Dump it. Doesn't have anything to do with your feelings. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord, and that is a commandment from the glory be to God, from the commander-in-chief himself. The Lord Advocate General of the Church has issued a direct command to love your Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, and love the brethren even as he loved the brethren. That is a direct command, and it needs to be answered, sir. Yes, sir, they are forgiven. Now do something about your feelings.
Praise God.
Amen. It's amazing to me how... this needs to be... You're a spirit. You have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions, and you live in a physical body. Now, if you do anything for... It's a proven scientific fact that you can create a habit in 3 weeks or you can break a habit in 3 weeks. But you have to continue to practice what you did to break it. Now, you forgive if there's a spiritual activity. You do that with your born-again spirit, the love of God been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, and you just do it because you're commanded to do it, whether you have any feelings about it or not. Now, my body is in the habit of being hurt. My body is in the habit of being in unforgiveness where that person or that thing is concerned because it's been going on. And I've been practicing and I've been speaking it and I've been talking it to other people. So what has it become? Remember what we read three days ago there? Stronghold. It's become a stronghold in the mind. So I need to change that into a stronghold of forgiveness instead of a stronghold of unforgiveness.
That's good.
So what do? I get up every day and I think, I don't touch that care. I have forgiven that person. I'm thinking about somebody right now that I just acted on the Word of God and forgave them. And it was a particularly irritating kind of thing. And I cast the whole of that care over on the Lord, cast down that imagination. And so I just kept saying it, Lord God, I just don't touch that unforgiveness in my thought life. I love that. I love that man, and I do, but he really irritated me. And I said, I just cast all that. I just forgive him. Glory to God. And every time picture his face come across my mind, I wouldn't allow myself to go anywhere but there. I don't touch that in my thought life. I just forgive so and so. I just forgive him. Oh, glory to God. And I just thank you for him. I thank you for his ministry and so forth. And you know, it just wasn't any time at all until you just surround a person with love and faith thoughts. It wasn't any time at all. It just wasn't there. What? You broke the habit of being in unforgiveness where that person was concerned. Now, this is huge. Now, I want to read you this. In Ephesians 4:24, let's go there. I want to show you something here. Now, this book of Ephesians was written to born again, Holy Spirit baptized, tongue talking, healing, believing Christians. These are born again. See, it was the norm. It was the norm back then that when you got born again, you see the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speak with other tongues. I mean, that was the norm back then. It took a long time for people to get that, let the devil get that botched up. But it's back in common again. Now, he said, verse 23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. You put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now remember this, any man, any person that is in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Wherefore, you, new creature, you, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. You, new creature, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. You, the new creature. Now, in praying about this, I had the Lord bring this up to me. And I've practiced it absolutely as diligently as I know how ever since, which has been many, many years. He said, Kenneth, neither let the sun go down on a care or a worry. Don't you ever go to sleep full of worry and fear. You just go to sleep and just open up your whole being to the devil. That spirit of worry get on you. I'm telling you, don't do that. Don't go to sleep being afraid that something's going to come back on you. If you have ever had seizures of any kind, been delivered from them, and they came back on you, and you said, oh, Lord, I just know I was delivered of that. I don't even know you, but I can tell you what happened. You began to be afraid that that was going to come back. And they began coming back in the night in your sleep. Why, Brother Copeland, that's exactly right. Well, when you go to bed afraid it's going to come back and you don't deal with it before you go to sleep, guess what? You just said, okay, devil, come on back. He knew he couldn't get back at you when you was awake because you know you've been delivered from it. So just go right back where you were. Or just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe I received absolutely once and for all deliverance from this wicked thing in Jesus' name. I'm free. I'm a free man. I'm a free woman. You can't put that back on me, Satan. No. You can't do it ever again in the name of Jesus. I won't receive the symptoms. I won't receive any manifestation of you of any kind, anywhere, anytime. In the name of Jesus. You sense that seizure coming on, you just start saying, no, bless God, no, you don't. No, you don't in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus. I stand on the words of Jesus. I'm redeemed from the curse of seizures. I'm redeemed from the curse of pain. Bless the Lord God in His word. I'm a free woman. I'm a free man in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Get up out of that bed if you have to. Don't you go to sleep with a care on you. Don't you go to sleep with worry and unforgiveness in your heart or on your mind. Get up out of that bed. Get up and start walking around the room. Just start praising God. I don't hold anything against anybody. Glory be to God. And if there's anybody in my life, Jesus, you reveal it to me now. I mean, it's over with. I refuse to carry anything. I refuse to hold anything. I'm not touching that in my thought life. You may have to do that every 45 seconds. Well, do it. Jesus, Jesus said, if you you have to forgive somebody 490 times a day, do it. Do it. Do it. I said, do it. I wrote something down here some time ago. Let me see here. Lord, where did I put that? It's worth waiting for. Just hang on there a minute. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My goodness, Brother Copeland, you preach all those sermons? Yeah, not all at once, though. I've been accused of preaching them all at once. Oh, here it is. Look. You remember what the Word said, forgive. Why is this so important? Whose word did you put in your mouth? Jesus. Who has to back those words? Jesus. Whose name does that mountain have to bow its knee? Jesus. Under whose law do you live, Moses or Jesus? Jesus. What is that law? The law of love. Who is the author of your faith? Jesus. Who said have faith? Jesus. Who said speak to the mountain? Jesus. Who said believe you receive? Jesus. Who gave himself for you? Jesus. Who receives and blesses our tithe? Jesus. And careful for nothing? Who is faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we confess them? Jesus. Who cleanses us from unrighteousness? Jesus. In whose light do we walk as He is in the light? In whose light do we walk as He is in the light? Jesus. Whose blood cleanses us from all sin? Jesus. Who gave the commandment of love, the Lord thy God? Jesus. Who commanded love one another as I've loved you? Jesus. Who said when you stand praying, forgive? Jesus. Then do it! Then do it, my goodness.
That's right.
Amen. Jesus said it, so do it. That settles the whole issue right there. Glory be to God.
Praise God.
Amen. I wish I could get my hands on you and just shake you a little bit. Praise God. And we're out of time. Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
We release our faith for the greatest Southwest Believers Convention in history. What kind of convention are we at right now?
All the greatest Word of Faith teachers here, and the atmosphere of all the Spirit-filled people is really like you can touch it. It's so tangible and so electric.
There's a difference in being like here in the atmosphere where you're around other people of like Precious Faith. I think it's really important to just be physically present.
Get in this environment with like-minded believers. It will change your life.
This conference is going to be the best conference you've ever had in your life.
When you get saturated with the Word for 10, 12, 13 hours a day, I mean, that's a gift that you give yourself.
Don't miss the Kenneth Copeland Southwest Believers Convention, July 22nd through the 27th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Register today at kcm.org/swbc. And remember,
Jesus is Lord.
Come on, amen. Let's
go. Years and years ago, the Lord spoke to Gloria and me and said, offering day should be Friday. You've heard the Word all week long. And then give people an opportunity to invest in that message, give people an opportunity to invest. It's not just, you're not giving to Gloria and me. Amen. You're not giving to just pay the expenses. No, no. You're sowing into the hands of Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen.
It's His work.
It's His work. Mm-hmm. And actually, He said, you know, talking about doing the works of Jesus, you think about miracles and so forth, but teaching, preaching, and healing is the works of Jesus, just the same as miracles. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I want to read you this from the book of Philippians. Now, you have to remember that this is a partner letter. And I don't mind telling you right now, oh, glory to God, this ministry is growing so fast, and it has a new mandate from God. And, oh, Lord, we got so much more than we can possibly do. Oh, we need partners. Glory to God. And I'm praying over you partners today. Where the Apostle Paul said to his partners, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again into my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, I desire fruit that may abound to your account. I have all and abound. I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which are sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory,
yes,
by Christ Jesus. What did he say to his partners? He said, you're my partner. I'm an apostle of God, and my God will supply your need on the level of an apostle. Brother Copeland, where'd you ever get such a thing? Because Jesus said, you receive a prophet because he is a prophet. You receive that prophet's reward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray over this offering and I receive it today. Bless it and multiply it many, 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 all the way up through 100-fold for every person in the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus'
name. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad you joined us. We thank you for supporting this ministry. You've always been so good to Gloria and me. And we'll see you next time. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is
Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.
We just finished 2 weeks of broadcast on Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.